Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, He Gave Us the Kingdom Already in Progress.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. And He put us in a whole new realm. It's called faith. When you come to the Lord, you got to sow some seed. What kind of seed do you need to sow? Do you notice one thing a while ago that when she was giving this testimony, did you notice that this young lady standing here talking to a stroke victim, did you notice anything she declared? Anybody remember a single scripture she used? Okay, John 14, 13, 14, John 15, 7, and Mark 11, 24. Now then, she said all those things. She knows she's a daughter of the King of the universe, doesn't she? And she knows if she speaks for her King, when she speaks those promises, three of them, powerful promises, that her God is going to do something with those words. His word never returns to Him void. And so when she spoke His words, what did He do? He does a great work for that person, didn't He? But will He do the same thing for you and me?
Yes,
He will. You've got to learn that you are a son of God. And that's the whole thing. When you talk to people, you say, do you know who you are? Yeah, I'm Thurman Scrivener. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Thurman Scrivener can't do nothing. I mean, he's just a little tiny speck of dirt that's walking around here on the earth. He can't do a single thing. But that little flame of fire that's just 1 inch under his nose, called a tongue. That little tongue will be either your best friend in life or it'll be your worst enemy. Because people say what they have. Wow, if I make it to 65, I'll really be lucky. And you're 64 years old when you make that statement. You may not be around long. You know, do you want to live more than 65 years? Well, then stop confessing, I don't think I'll get past 64. Do you ever wonder why that so many people die at so many different ages? I mean, you would think if we're born on this earth, and the Lord says your lifespan should be 70 or 80 years, why shouldn't just everybody live to be 70 and then bam, die? Why do some of us live to be 5 months old and die? Why do some of us live to be 2 years old and then die? Well, I'm going to recap just a little on the two-year-old that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. A little boy, 2 years old, the parents contacted us here. They were from Pennsylvania. And they have a two-year-old son, which his kidneys are failing, and so he's swelling up, his body's swelling up, a little bitty two-year-old guy. So they have prayed. They're a good Christian couple. Good Christian couple. But they take the boy finally to the doctor and say, you know, we got to have some help. We can't seem to get our baby healed. The doctors checked the little guy, and they said his kidneys are failing. They have failed, and all that liquid is going into his body. He's huge, 31 pounds of liquid inside his body, and his kidneys are not working. And the doctors made this statement, he has about 3 weeks left to live, and it's over. There is nothing we can do to help him. So they called us. They had heard about us. They had listened to our teachings. They called us, and the lady, she begged me to fly up there. She said, we will pay for you a plane ticket if you'll fly up here to Pennsylvania and pray for our son. I told Cheryl. I said, I'm not going to Pennsylvania to pray for that boy, but I will send Jeff. Jeff was still here at the time. He hadn't gone off on his mission trip yet. So I said, I will send Jeff if he wants to go. I said, I won't send him against his will, but I said, Jeff usually likes to go and represent the Living Savior Ministries and pray for especially kids. But he's went off several times to pray for people that were adults too. But you know, I hate to see a little guy when they tell you he's 2 years old and a doctor says he's going to die in 2 or 3 weeks. I hate to not do something, don't you? So I told him, I said, you know, I don't know what kind of financial shape y'all are in or nothing else, but I tell you what I will do. Just to show you my heart's in the right place, that I'm not in this business for money, I will buy Jeff a ticket. I'll pay for his hotel room. I'll send him up there, and he'll come to see y'all, and he'll pray for the boy, and then he'll get back on an airplane and come home. And then we'll just lay it in God's hands. So Jeff prayed before he went and said, Lord, what is the problem here? See, Jeff has learned that if you got a sick child, you got a problem between mother and daddy. It never fails. Never. That's why Cliff could say what he did a while ago. What did you do or what did I do? Because as husband and wife, they knew one of them or both of them, they've been here a long time, and they knew that either one or both of them had a sin in their life. And that's why she wasn't getting well. And when they got that taken care of, she's getting well. But just like this little boy, we don't know who is at fault here, but somebody is. And so the Lord told Jeff, what happened before Gideon? And so we didn't understand what that meant. But as Jeff went, when he got up there, he found out that when he got there, that this couple, any time you go somewhere where there's a child that's dying, I know this is hard for people. This is hard for everybody. But let me tell you, this is what you have to do. You have to ask the question the disciples ask in John 9:2. When the man was born blind, the disciples came to him and said, Lord, why is this man born blind? Who sinned? Who sinned that this man is born blind? Now, you just don't hear that in the church today, do you? When a boy is blind or he's deaf or whatever it is, nobody ever says who sinned that caused this boy to be like this. I mean, the disciples knew it. They knew what the law was all about. They knew how it worked. So if they said, Lord, who sinned that this man is born blind, his parents or him? So if they ask that question, why can't we ask that question? Why is this boy's kidneys failing because of who sinned? So what's so bad about that? I mean, you want to save the kid, right? Yes, we want to save the little boy. So we asked the question, who sinned? The Lord told us something happened before Gideon. What happened to little Gideon? Here he is. He's 2 years old, and they got another child. Now, after Gideon was born, they had another little bitty one that was smaller, and that one was okay. Wasn't nothing wrong with that one, only Gideon. So what happened with Gideon?
What changed?
Yeah, what changed? That's what it was. Yeah, what changed with Gideon? Yeah. So when Jeff began to ask questions with the parents, see, because he's been here for 5 years now, he's learned the principles of the kingdom. When the Lord told him what changed with Gideon, he's asking the parents, technically he's saying, which one of y'all have sinned? Or maybe both of you have, but there's something wrong this case, why this boy is not getting well. You've taken him to the doctor, and when the doctor says his intestinal tract is not digesting his food, if he eats a bite of food, it just goes right on through him and comes out undigested. So if your food don't digest and your kidneys can't take the liquid off of your body, you're in big trouble. And that's where he was. And the doctor said he's going to die in 3 weeks. So anyway, Jeff began to talk to the parents about who sinned. You know, what did you do? And so they come up with it. She said, the mother said, my husband and I made a pact with each other that we wouldn't be a part of the world. We would have by no cell phones, no televisions. We didn't want to be part of the world. And, you know, that's really a good thing. You know, I mean, if you can do that. So anyway, they made an agreement that neither one of them would buy any of this stuff. And then the husband went out and bought something. He shouldn't have done that, but he did. But he bought a cell phone and he didn't tell her. And so when she found out that he had bought a cell phone and didn't tell her, it really made her angry with her husband. Now that's unfortunate, ladies. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Here's the thing that the ladies miss. The husband is the head of the wife. The husband is in charge of the home. And everything that happens in that home, God holds him responsible and not the woman. So like Cheryl has told me several times, I'm off the hook. When something goes wrong, guess who's responsible? Me. Yeah, I'm the spiritual head. I'm the one that makes the mistakes. I'm the one gets counted, you know. But anyway, in this case, she got mad, really mad. And I understand how easy it is for the woman to get mad like this. Do what, honey?
He hid it from her.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's what I said a while ago. Yes, he hid that from her. He didn't want her to know that he'd done something. He should not have done that. He should not have done that. But anyway, it made her angry. And whenever it made her angry, then she got into unforgiveness. Now then, unforgiveness is the most devastating thing in the church there is. I mean, when I read that article, when Jesus, in fact, we'll put Matthew 18, 21 through 35 on the board, and we'll look at that in a minute. But when I looked at this scripture years ago, Matthew 18, 21, whenever Peter says, Lord, when my brother sins against me, how many times do I have to forgive him? Seven times?
70 times.
The Lord says, Peter, not seven times, but 70 times seven. 490 times. Okay, I looked at that and I thought, God, you don't just speak just for nothing. There's no reason why that you just speak. Obviously, there is a consequence that goes with this thing that's so fantastically out of this world. That you're telling Peter, I don't care what your wife does. I don't care what your friends do or your people that are not your friends. I don't care how many times they offend you. If necessary, forgive them up to 490 times a day. Now, there's something crazy about that. Something really crazy about that. Because when you think about this, forgive 490 times, you think that's absurd.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, He Gave Us the Kingdom, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.